The Museum of Natural History at the University of Louisiana at Monroe has grown to overtake the entire third floor of Sandal Hall on the ULM campus, and last year was included in the Secretary of State's Heroes and Heritage Trail. However, in the wake of the fire in Walker Hall, there will be some changes, including possibly a couple of moves for the museum in the coming months. ULM's Executive Vice President, Dr. Stephen Richters, joins me now to talk about the museum's future. Dr. Richters, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
First of all, tell us a little bit of the story about how the ULM Museum of Natural History got noticed on a state level.
Well, when Dr. Bruno was named president of the university, he spent many days and nights touring the state and the Northeast region talking about the university as the best-kept secret in northern Louisiana. As such, he recognized the value of the museum both to the university and to the region, and he brought the Secretary of State up to tour the museum and the university. And the Secretary of State was impressed by what he saw, and he named the museum as part of the Heroes and Heritage Trail for the state. This occurred in October 2011.
So looking into another step from that, conversation started on the possibility for an improved facility for the museum.
Correct. At the time, the museum was housed at the third floor of Sandal Hall. Sandal Hall renovation has been set for several years. We've been trying to get it funded for 10 years. It's finally been funded. The final design of the museum, which has been in existence for several years, did not include the museum. We had always been looking to move the museum to a permanent home elsewhere in the university and try to expand the space and the accessibility of the space for the museum goers.
And so there was already design work in that direction for a home in Hannah Hall.
Yeah, we'd been discussing using Hannah Hall for the museum. The first and second floor would really be ideal. The first and second floor have approximately 40,000 square feet. The existing museum space in Sandal has about 25,000 square feet, so it would almost double the available square foot, and we thought this would be very positive for the museum. So we took those discussions and made them a reality. The president had a design team work with the museum in March and began drawing final plans for the museum moving into Hannah Hall.
And that plan kind of got put together, and a price tag was established, and funding was going to come from, I guess, a couple of different sources.
Yeah, we were hoping to find money from the Secretary of State, possibly. They do have some from museums. We're hoping to use some internal money. As everybody knows, the funding for state agencies, especially universities, is pretty tight. So we're in a position now that the funding is going to have to come partially from the state and partially from private funds.
Now, all of that was in place in March. Then there was another event that kind of shook all of that up.
Right. The final price tag for the museum looked like it was coming in around $750,000. It's pretty significant renovation. It'll be fabulous, but it's going to be costly. And we thought on a temporary basis that we would be able to find space on campus to house not the entire collection, but to house the collection so it would be usable for the researchers and to house a significant portion of the display area of the collection so people could still come through it. It wouldn't be ideal, but it would be a stopgap while we renovated Hannah. Unfortunately, Walker Hall changed all that. When Walker Hall burned, and it turned out it would take 2 years to renovate it, we essentially used up all the available space on campus to move the people who occupied Walker Hall to other areas on campus.
So what happened there was every piece of available space on campus is being used by one of those offices in one of the largest buildings that had to move out.
Yeah, and I think we barely fit everybody in to the extent I believe there's two offices that math department individuals have where they have to share offices. I think we have three instructors in one office, which is what we've never had in the university before. But it was that tight. At some point, we didn't have office space even for those instructors. We made it, but just barely.
So for the time being, it's really two different construction schedules. On one hand, the Walker Hall renovation, probably not, you said, until the fall of 2014. But on the other hand, the renovations for Sandal Hall will be getting started before that.
Correct. For now, because of the cost of renovation, our need to raise money, and the lack of space, we're placing the bookstore on the first floor of Hannah Hall and half of it on a temporary basis. The second floor of Hannah Hall and a good part of the first floor is being used for administrative offices. And so the first time we'll be able to get into Hannah Hall to begin a renovation would be in 2014 when Walker Hall is completed. When Sandal Hall is completed, which we hope would be sometime in the spring of 2015, then we can move the bookstore out and begin a complete renovation. So between now and the spring of 2015, we need to do some serious fundraising, both from the state and from the private sector, so we can be in a position to start renovations immediately.
So in the meantime, parts of the museum will be put into storage, but then there's some other possibilities for the displays.
Right. I was over talking with representatives of the museum today. Part of the museum will be stored in Brown Gymnasium. Graphic Services had a rather large area that's well heated and cooled, and so that will store the collections there. And we're going to try to store the collections in such a way that although we won't be actively using them, if need be, we can find a particular fish or a particular item that someone needs. Again, there won't be an active research collection, but if a significant request comes in, we may be able to accede to it. And that's the idea for that. As far as the display area, we've been looking off campus. Both museum people and the administration has been looking off campus for possible sites. And we think we found a good prospect. And I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks to turn that prospect into a reality. And when we do, I'll be back to talk to you about it.
I look forward to that. So the important thing really is that the university is still heavily committed to this museum and to its future.
We've been committed to the museum from the start. In 2002, 2003, when we moved it to Sandal Hall, the museum was located in four or five different buildings, in various rooms and buildings. It was not contiguous. We had no display area. We moved it to Sandal Hall, so it was placed in one nice contiguous space. It was really well done. The display collections have been building up over time, so that it's really, if you haven't been there, you need to go see it. Anybody who's listening needs to go see the displays. I mean, they're great. And so we've really got a spectacular looking museum, and now we have the opportunity to make it even better. We're moving to a bigger building, bigger space, more opportunity, so that it can continue to grow.
Dr. Stephen Richters is the Executive Vice President for the University of Louisiana Monroe. Dr. Richters, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me, Jay.